Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Slenderman stabber Morgan Geiser will remain in state care. Today, a Waukesha County judge granted the state's petition to revoke her conditional release. Geiser cut off her monitoring bracelet in November and left her group home in Madison. Investigators found her the next night with a friend at a truck stop in Illinois. Court records show Geiser and her attorney, Anthony Cotton, both appeared over Zoom today. Cotton recently sent a letter to the judge saying he would not contest the petition filed by the state to revoke Geiser's conditional release. In court today, Geiser said she understood the consequences of her decision to waive her right to a hearing. Geiser was just 12 years old when she and Anissa Weyer stabbed a friend 19 times. The victim shockingly survived.
A federal lawsuit has been filed in Washington challenging the renaming of the Kennedy Center after President Trump.
The lawsuit is filed by Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty, who sits in one of the congressional seats on the Kennedy Center's board. She says she tried to object before the vote last week and was muted. Now she alleges the presidentially appointed trustees have violated laws that saw Congress naming the building and generally prohibiting additional memorials. Officials who run the facility have argued the board does have the power to rename the center. Now they'll have to make their case in court.
That is Stephen Portnoy from ABC. And members of the Kennedy family publicly opposed the renaming move and questioned its legality. And if you're interested in seeing the Kennedy Center honors, including KISS, that is tonight on CBS.
Today is one of the busiest days on the roads for the entire year. More than 122 million Americans are set to travel for the holidays. Roughly 90% of them will be driving. ABC's Matt Rivers tells us what to expect.
Interestingly, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, experts say the traffic will be a lot better on the roadways. A lot of people already at where they're going to go. So if you can avoid it, try and drive tomorrow. The roads will likely be a bit friendlier.
The worst time to drive today? Right now, between noon and 6 our time. AAA says more people are driving this year thanks to cheaper gas prices. We're currently seeing the lowest prices since early 2021. The average here in Wisconsin, $2.46 a gallon.
$2.29 in my neighborhood.
$2.29
yeah.
In your neighborhood.
Gassed up the other day.
Okay, so how far are you willing to drive to get a better deal?
I am one of those people that I keep an eye on Gas Buddy. And if I have to run an errand in New Berlin and I know it's going to be 10 cents cheaper there, it makes a difference to me. I won't drive specifically, but I will plot out and gas up if I see that it's cheaper there than it is normally where I live.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, if I'm on E, I'm just going to the closest one. Doesn't matter the price. Just get me there and let me fill up.
You can't get on E in wintertime, though, Jessica. You always got to be at least half full when those temperatures swing back to sub-zero eventually.
I'll admit it has happened.
Oh, wow.